Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, especially considering that our two teams have clearly established themselves as the two best teams in the conference right now.
Yeah. You can get, you know, close to saying they're the two best teams in the country. Duke been in the way a little bit, but they're definitely, I think, the three best teams. Like, those are the best teams.
Lenardi has Bama at two. He has Auburn one, Bama two. So
I always thought he was the smartest guy then when it comes to hoops.
Oh yeah, for sure. We've never ever questioned his bracketology. It's always got some good rhyme and reason to it.
Yeah. Man, it's nice. It's nice to be at the top for the first time. You know, not like our baseball programs in there. And their preseason predictions. But you know, it's nice to finally be at the top after all the suffering that we've had to endure the past for our entire lifetime.
Yeah, not just the past few years, the entire lifetime. Yeah. You know, if Clemson can somehow beat Duke in the upcoming week and a half, next two Saturdays from now, not this upcoming Saturday, but the following Saturday, could be 1-2. Could you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can. And I feel like it's going to happen. You know, I just feel like something's going to go the way it should be. I mean, dude, I think the cheapest ticket right now that I've seen is like $250, $300.
And that's probably, I mean, I was looking the other day and they're $250 plus fees.
Yeah.
So like, that's not even counting all the, you know, 400% fees I got to pay through StubHub or something like that.
Yeah, man, it's going to be insane. And, you know, for both teams to end the year at Auburn too, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of interesting, Jacob, I mean, this last week of college basketball for the SEC has been absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I mean, starting off, I feel like we should give Arkansas their credit to start off. You know, there's nobody on this podcast, considering there's only two of us, but nobody on this podcast that has been more critical of Cal and Arkansas this year. And now I have to give them their props. You know, went in two, were up, and kind of dominated in the second half. Especially they proved that they were the better team that night. And then they were able to go to Texas and get a two road conference wins in a row. And our power rankings is going to give them a little respect, a little teaser in a little bit.
Yeah. You know, of course they're getting hot when it's time to play Alabama. You know, I just find that fitting. It never fails. It's never failed. But, you know, speaking about that, just look at Kentucky and how, you know, lost two games pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Both teams dominated against them. And then State, I know we were talking before, but 2-5 in their last seven with, you know, losing at home, a close one at home against Alabama. You know, like if Keyshawn Murphy dunks it, maybe a different story. But Missouri just went in there and just
waxed them.
Just did whatever they wanted to with them. And, you know, South Carolina just still can't catch a break. I mean, at this point, do they win on Saturday at Kentucky? You know, like, is something finally going to go their way? But there's just, man, it's just so up and down. I just feel like, you know, we'll probably talk about it after we do the full power rankings about the tiers that we had talked about. Which is kind of a big disparity, but I feel like there's two clear teams, and then I don't want to say the rest is up for grabs, but you know, you got about seven or eight teams that you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. We can go ahead and talk about the tiers. Do we want to jump in power rankings real quick or do we want to keep talking about next week a little bit? Cause we got a few more points we got hit. I mean,
yeah, let's keep going.
Oklahoma, you know, they absolutely throttled Vanderbilt at home on last Saturday, but then they come to Auburn and lose about 27-28, which I'm going to toot Auburn's horn, has been a common occurrence. Like, you come in Auburn, you're going to get beat by almost by 30, but a 60-point discrepancy between one game versus Vanderbilt, who has two top 10 wins at the time at home, and then you turn around and go to Auburn and you lose by 30, like, kind of a wild swing, right? And then, I mean, you got Florida. I mean, Florida going up to Tennessee. Tennessee is somebody that we should have gave credit. You know, we talked, I don't know if it was last episode or two episodes ago, that like Tennessee better turn the tides because it could get out of hand quickly with its two ranked games. And they were able to do that. They were able to beat Florida handily at home. And then they were able to just survive versus Missouri. I mean, Missouri got it close a few times within that final three or four minutes, but never was able to just get over the hump to beat Tennessee. So Tennessee was able to get two at home ranked wins. So they have now righted the ship at the same time that Kentucky has started to drift.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the play by play from the Missouri Tennessee game last night, and at the under four, Tennessee was up by 10, and they only, Missouri came back and got it close. Like you said, they've kind of seemed to right the ship, but next Saturday, or no, this midweek game, I think it's either Tuesday or Wednesday. They got to go to Rupp, and we'll see how that goes. Will Kentucky, will they play like Kentucky, or will Tennessee go in there and do their thing? I think Kentucky, they host South Carolina this week, Saturday, so should be a win. But at this point, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, the narratives that will follow from the Arkansas fan base, if Kentucky loses to South Carolina on Saturday, will be insane that Cal broke Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be insane. And, this is something we talked about a little when it happened, but the amount of Kentucky players that were, like, tweeting for Cal in Arkansas was, like, insane.
Yeah, I mean, it was odd. I get it, but also at the same time, it's like, man, that's your school, And I get that it's their coach, and a lot of the time, players do play for a coach. They don't necessarily play for a school, and I understand that, and that's how it goes. But it kind of makes it's just an odd look.
I think a perspective on it could be like, Cal, the one and done guy, so they're really selling for 1 year pro and then go to, 1 year college and then go pro. Yeah. So versus some of the guys like, Mark Sears, Jani Broome, Dylan Cardwell. And if you go, in the past, Herb Jones, John Petty, Bryce Brown, Jared Harper, like they spent 3 to 5 years at Alabama, at Auburn. And like, so they got to really get invested into the community. They got to experience the other stuff where these kids for Kentucky, they'll enroll in August practice starting maybe May, practicing some summer classes, go through the fall, play basketball season in the winter, and then they're preparing for the draft. And they're there for less than 6-7 months. So I think that could have a little bit of to do with it. And I just don't think you would see, I hope you wouldn't see some Auburn and Alabama guys doing that if the roles were ever reversed.
Yeah. I feel like you said, Cal kind of set that narrative at Kentucky. Like that's what, we're getting you to come here and do that. Like off the top of my head, I think about Anthony Davis. I think about Tyler Hero.
John Wall.
Yeah. I mean,
SGA. I mean, he's produced them.
Was Jamal Murray wasn't one and done, was he?
I don't know if he was one and done, but he was a Kentucky product.
Any talent one and done?
I think so, yeah.
So you think about that, that's
Ray Shepard.
Yeah. Like that's the entire goal of Kentucky. And that's what I think is so different about them is they've been able to, with Cal there, they've been able to maintain the success until it gets to tournament time the past couple of years. but still it's just the goal of Kentucky is to come and play for a year and then go try and make enough money to change your life.
All right. Well, I think we've kind of hit on all the high points from last week. Before we go ahead and jump into our power rankings, I will go ahead and read out last week's results. It was a rough Saturday for me and Jacob. Very rough Saturday for me and Jacob. Did a little better in the midweeks. I finished at 8-6 on the week. Jacob did it 6-8. So that brings our overall season totals to 53-21 for me and 47-27 for Jacob. So I was able to grow that lead by 2 to get me up to a 6-point lead right now.
Yeah. It kind of is what it is at this point. Ole Miss Auburn was close for a while. And then nobody expected Arkansas to go in there and win that game. And mm-hmm. then who was the other one that, I didn't really expect Kentucky to fall on its sword like they did at Ole Miss. So you never know at this point. So I doubt that. I feel like it's kind of too far to get it back at this point, but just maybe there'll be a few along the way. So maybe give a few charity picks. So at 16 in the power rankings, South Carolina, 0-9, have no wins, kind of self-explanatory. 15 is LSU. They're at 1-8. The next team is State at 4-5. So there's a three win gap right there. Just definitely a gap in the competition. 15-16 in a combined 1-17 in conference play. So
is that good?
I was about to say, before you ask, that is not good. I feel like Cam Carter, if he's not a senior, just go ahead and hit the portal next year to get out of there. Because at this point, there's really no hope. Nobody wants to go to LSU to play basketball. So at 14, we got one that might surprise you a little bit. Sorry, Brett. 14, Mississippi State. They're 4-5. Just like I said earlier, 2-5 in their last seven. Played some tough competition, but lost a lot of games that necessarily shouldn't have lost. So we got State all the way down at 14. And then at 13, we have Georgia. They went 1-1 this past week. Kind of got it handed to them in Tuscaloosa. And then they beat LSU at home, right?
Yes. Yeah, games at home.
Yeah. And then beat LSU, I think, Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday night?
It was.
Yeah.
All right. At 12, we got Oklahoma, 3-6 in conference play. We're reading the conference records, but that is not necessarily how we're ranking them. Like we said last week, it all comes like how you're playing at this moment with a combination of your overall season totals. But Oklahoma at 12, they were able to, like I said, beat the crap out of Vanderbilt and then get the crap beat out of them. So didn't get able to move that much in the power rankings. We have Texas at 11, 4-6. Texas shouldn't have lost to Arkansas at home. They almost came back. They were almost able to come back. They were not. And they beat LSU. That does not move the needle that much. So Texas is at 11 with 4-6. 10 is Vandy, and we had Vandy really high, like 5 or 6 the previous week, and now we got him at 10 after disappointing week, 0-2. It's tough to win on the road, but it's how you lost on the road, especially at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's rough for Vanderbilt. So we have them at 10, and then at 9 we have Kentucky, who another team that we've had higher up in the power rankings throughout the year, and then a little two-game skid right here, and they didn't play really good in any of them. They didn't look great at all. So we got Kentucky at 9.
Yeah, it's just funny that Vandy was ranked for a week and now they're no longer. At 8, we have Arkansas, who is they're 3-6 in conference play, but they're so high right now because of the past two wins. I mean, just going to Kentucky and winning that game with everything that was surrounding it, and then winning a tough one on the road at Texas. As Will said, had to give them their respect. And then at 7, we have Ole Miss, who's 6-4 in conference play. It's hard to fault a team when you lose to Auburn, when they're playing how they are right now. So we got Ole Miss at 7. A&M is at 6, 6-3 in conference play. They're coming off of they didn't play Saturday.
They didn't play the midweek. Didn't play the midweek.
So they came off of a good win at South Carolina, one that you're supposed to win. So kind of keep them around the same area. I think we had them at 7 last week, or maybe 6. And then we had them. Yeah, we had them at 7. And then at 5, we have Florida, who's 6-3. Just did what they had to do. Did lose at Tennessee, but I mean, without Zakai Ziegler and Miličić, Tennessee did what they were supposed to do. But and then Florida had a good win against Vanderbilt on Tuesday. So we got Florida at 5.
Well, we got Missouri. Missouri killed State on Saturday, and we were like, wow. I mean, that 3 beside their name in our power rankings last week looks pretty good. And then they lost to Tennessee. Me and Jacob were both familiar about losing to Tennessee in the past at Tennessee at the Food Center. So not going to fall them too much, but we are going to bump them down one spot because we had to bump Tennessee all the way up for 2, all the way up to 3 because they got 2 ranked wins, and they were pretty good wins too, Florida and Missouri. So we have Tennessee at 3, and then not really much conversation at 2-1. We got Bama at 2, 8-1, Auburn at 9-0 at 1. Maybe we'll see some movement in that next week, but until they play each other, I don't see those two moving at the time. We kind of talked about tiers a little bit earlier, and I mean, I'll talk about them. What we said, we had South Carolina and LSU, their own little trash tier down there at the bottom, and then 14 all the way up till 8 is a tier, we think, and that's just probably decent teams that are just struggling in conference play because how deep the conference is and just eating themselves alive. And then we have set at 7-3 as a tier with, you know, they're all 6-4 to 6-3 teams, and then Auburn Alabama just a tier to themselves. Jacob, would you say, is it safe to say it's an Alabama Auburn race now? I mean, do you see Auburn, or let me, do you see, because for this to happen, for Auburn to lose three, I think they got to lose to Bama twice to not get at least a share of it. And for Bama to lose three, I think they got to probably lose to Auburn twice. I mean, would you say it's just an Auburn Alabama race now? Or not quite there?
Say it yet. I would get through this week first, just because, I mean, just listen to the stretch that Bama has the end of the year. You're at Arkansas this Saturday. That's, you know, they're playing how they are right now. Should go on the road at Texas. So these two right now, out of the ones that are left, are what you could consider easy. Then the next four: Auburn and Tuscaloosa, at Missouri, Kentucky at home, State at home. Then the last three is at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Auburn. So I wouldn't say it just yet. I would get through the midweek and then get to Saturday and then see how, if Alabama and Auburn, if Auburn's 11-0 and Alabama's 10-1 going into Saturday, next Saturday, I think that you could start talking about it then.
All right. I mean, that's fair. I mean, Auburn's got a decent little tough stretch. So the next three games are Florida, at Vanderbilt, at Bama. So, like, but now if Auburn comes out 3-0 in that stretch,
I think it's Auburn's race.
I mean, I do too, but, you know, we'll see. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about when we get there. Next episode, when we get to the Auburn-Alabama race, we'll probably spend at least 15 minutes talking about the game. So let's go ahead.
I hope it's a 1-2 to finish the year, just because I want to see a possible rematch at Bridgestone.
That's fair. And then I will be there no matter what. We might ride up there together.
We might be sitting on the top of the arena watching it through a little peephole, but we'll be there.
We'll be there. Tickets will be insane too, because Auburn and Alabama have a good Nashville crowd and it's short drive. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's jump into Saturday. First game is number 4 Tennessee, 19-4, 6-4, and 6 in conference play. It's 11 a.m. God's time zone. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm gonna go Tennessee. Tennessee on the road. I don't think they fall like Vandy did. Oklahoma's not real good. I think Tennessee's starting to maybe get who they are back, get their identity back. So I'm gonna go Tennessee on the road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Tennessee as well too. You know, if they had struggled this week, you know, say they went 1-1, 0-2 at home this week, I might have been a little more inclined to pick Oklahoma. I mean, Jeremiah Fears is legit. He's one of the best freshmen in the SEC, and he probably will not be at Oklahoma next year. He'll either be playing in the league or he'll be somewhere else. But I just think Tennessee is going to be too much. And 11 a.m. is just not at Oklahoma. It's just not something to really fear. So, Tennessee. All right. Now we got South Carolina, 10-12, 0-9 conference play. At number 14, Kentucky. Kentucky is 15-7, 4-5 in conference play, 11 a.m. Game has not been set exactly which. It's either on ESPN or ESPN2. And I'm going to take Kentucky. Not much to say. You know, Kentucky's struggling. This is a really good spot for the South Carolina game for Kentucky. They'll get a little momentum back. But, boy, if they don't win, oh, boy.
Is he on the hot seat?
I don't know about the hot seat, but Big Blue Twitter would not be happy.
Let's just say he's driving in the winter and the seat warmer's on. The low, maybe. No, not necessarily, but I'm going to go Kentucky as well. You know, like you said with Auburn before, you're not going to pick against them until they lose. Like, I'm not going to pick South Carolina until they win. So I'm going to go Kentucky as well. So, all right, next game on Saturday is Texas, who is 15-8, 4-6 in conference play, at Vanderbilt, who is 16-6, 4-5 in conference play. It's a noon tip off on SEC Network. What you got?
Take Vanderbilt. I'm going to take the home team. They've already proved that it's tough to win in Vanderbilt with the way they've beat Kentucky and Tennessee, and not really convinced Texas can go on the road and consistently win. So, let me take Vanderbilt at home.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt at home as well. The only game Texas has won on the road came at Oklahoma and at LSU. So it's not really saying much. And I don't know if – I think the only one Vandy's lost at home came against Mississippi State. But the rest of them, they've won at home. So going to go Vandy to do it at home. All right, next game is number 10, Texas A&M, who is 17-5, 6-3 in conference play, at number 15, Missouri, who is 17-5, 6-3 in conference play as well. It's 2:30 p.m. tip on SEC Network. It's a tough one, man. I think it's going to be a lot of defense. But I'm going to go Missouri at home. Go to Missouri to get it done at home.
I don't think I'm going to take it against you. I think I'm going to take Missouri at home too. Dennis Gates, man, they've been tough. They've been tough at home especially, and I'm not going to hold a loss to them. Now, like you said, Buzz Williams can coach. He can coach some defense right there. So Missouri, and he's better have a good plan to be able to guard Caleb Grill, because I'm not sure there's really a team that can, you know, Auburn was lucky that they didn't have to see Caleb Grill. He was hurt when they played at Auburn. So I'm going to take Caleb Grill to get, he's going to knock down 5 threes, I'm calling it, and Missouri's going to beat A&M. All right, and then arguably, well, I don't think arguably. I think it is the game of the week on Saturday is number 6, Florida. Florida is 19-3, 6-3 in conference play at number 1, Auburn. Auburn is 21-1 in conference play, 9-0. It's the 3 p.m. ESPN2 game. What you going with, Jacob?
This is going to go Auburn at home. I think it's going to be hard for – I think it's going to be hard for anybody to go into Auburn and win, especially with that crowd, man. You know, seeing the camping out, starting – like right after the game Tuesday night ended, you know, it just shows dedication. I think it shows a little mental illness as well. But no, I'm gonna go Auburn at home. I just don't know if Florida will have enough to do it.
You know, Walter Clayton Jr. is, you know, he didn't play versus Vanderbilt on Tuesday, and they were able to get the job done. So I'm sure he'll probably play Saturday, but probably a little iffy. I mean, probably a little sore on that ankle right there. And it's Auburn at home. Like I said, Auburn at home, and it's hard. I'm going to take Auburn until they lose. Maybe. We'll see about what happens next Saturday. But for the time being, I'm going to take Auburn until they lose. And, you know, I just saw, before recording this, I saw a tweet. There is 120 tents in outside of Neville Arena right now, and each of them are required to have 4 people in it.
Wow.
So they have 500 people are outside the arena right now on Thursday night at 8:54, waiting to get on the game Saturday. So, you know, mental illness, I call it dedication. We can argue over the terms, but, you know, it's just showing that Auburn has the spirit. That's all it's showing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Battle of the Dogs for next. We got number 22, Mississippi State, 16-6, 4-5 in conference play at Georgia. Georgia's 16-7, 4-6 in conference play. 5 p.m. SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Georgia's good, man. They're not bad. Some of their scores don't really show how good they are. I think Asa Newell is really good. I know he played well on Saturday. I'm gonna go with Georgia to win at home.
I like it.
With State, you know, on the 2-game losing skid right now, just go with Georgia to get it done. I would imagine they're gonna be favored.
Yeah, I think so too. The way Mississippi State's played the last, like I said, 4 out of, they've lost 5 of the last 7. You know, Georgia's tough at home too. Auburn, they took them down to the wire. Asa Newell, questionable, tippy and whatever, from tying it. And they missed 3 a few seconds from winning the game. So Georgia's tough at the Steg. So I'm going to take Georgia. I really want to take State. But, you know, it's crazy. They've lost 5 of the last 7, and they're still 22 in the country.
Yeah. Thing is, Josh Hubbard's finding his way right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 38-24 in his last 2 games, so that's averaging 31 a game. So, you know, he's I think he's getting back to where everybody expected him to be at. Mm-hmm. So, all right, next game is number 3 Alabama, who's 19-3, 8-1 at Arkansas, who's 14-8, 3-6 in conference play. 7:30 p.m. tip on ESPN. Nervously, I'm going to pick Alabama. You know, I think they're gonna have to knock down shots to win. Obviously, I just think Arkansas is playing well right now, and well, you know, good enough to scare me. So, but I'm gonna go with Alabama to win on the road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Alabama to win on the road too, and maybe. Like you said, Arkansas played well the past 2 weeks. We gave them the props and things, so I definitely could see a world where Arkansas wins this game. But part of me and just the fan. The fan of me and Auburn, and then is wanting me this game next Saturday. We keep referencing is to be 1-2, and for that to happen, both of our teams need to win. And I do think Alabama is the better team, so give me Alabama.
All right, And the final game on Saturday, another 7:30 p.m. tip. This one's on the SEC Network. It is number 25 Ole Miss, who is 17-6, 6-4 in conference play, at LSU, who is 12-10, 1-8 in conference play. I've got to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss too. Is there really much to say about this? I mean, this, you know, this is, I want to say it's a trap game, but it's really not, because they don't really play anybody that great after that. So I'm going to take Ole Miss. All right. And then going on to Tuesday is number one Auburn at Vanderbilt, 6 p.m. SEC Network game. We did a preference that Auburn might not be one, or any ranks will be, because these games are after the AP poll comes out on Monday. So we got Auburn at Vanderbilt, and I'm going to take Auburn. Like I said, I'm going to take them till they're not. I need them to win so we can have the 1-2 versus Alabama. But I am scared to death of this. I'm going up there to Memorial Coliseum and that funky arena. So, but let me have Auburn.
I'm also going to go with Auburn. I just don't know if Vanderbilt. I mean, are they going to be able to show up? You know, I know they've showed up in some, you know, showed up in some big games, but man, Auburn's shown right now that they're the best team in the country. So I'm going to go with Auburn to win on the road in Nashville.
All right. And then next we got number, the game of the midweek is number four Tennessee at number 14 Kentucky. It is a 6 p.m. ESPN game. And I'm going to take the Vols. I am going to take the Vols going to Rupp. I'm not confident in that one, but the way Kentucky's played the past two games, I mean, they ain't seen me nothing to pick them. So give me Tennessee.
I'm going
to
go first time against you. I'm going to go Kentucky at home. I think Kentucky will find a way to do enough at home. Maybe they get a win Saturday against South Carolina and maybe turn the ship around. All right. And not the last game on Tuesday. Is it the last game on Tuesday?
No, we have Tuesday has 5 games this week.
All right. The next game, Tuesday night, is number 6 Florida at Mississippi State, 6 p.m. tip on ESPN2. What you got?
Oh, I want to take State, but I'm going to take Florida. I'm going to take Florida right here. I really do want to take State, but I feel like Walter Clayton Jr. should be getting close to 100% unless there's just something that we just don't know about right now. So you can take Florida to go into the hump and get the win.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think Florida, you know, depends on which Florida team shows up, obviously. But, you know, I don't have enough faith in Mississippi State right now with how they've been playing recently. So I'm going to go with Florida to go on the road and get it done. Next game on Tuesday night is number 3 Alabama at Texas, 8 p.m. tip. I'm going to go with Alabama to get a win on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bama to win on the road too. You know, Auburn went to the Moody Center, struggled. But then you've had teams like Arkansas go in there and get some wins. So I think Bama can do it too. They've won at tougher environments. The Moody Center is really nice, but it's not a great atmosphere. So give me Bama. And then the final game on Tuesday is Georgia at number 10, A&M. It is the 8 p.m. SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go A&M at home. It's hard to go win at that place. Georgia doesn't really play well on the road. So I'm going to go with A&M.
All right. And I'm going to take A&M as well. Like I said, Georgia hasn't played as well on the road. And, you know, Buzz Williams coaches them up pretty good, especially at the Reed Arena. Is that right? Reed Arena. So yeah. Give me the Aggies to beat Georgia. All right. And then the first game on Wednesday night is February 12th. We got number 25 Ole Miss at South Carolina. It is a 6 p.m. SEC Network game. And I'm going to take Ole Miss. Having said that, South Carolina has been struggling. They've been playing fairly well at home. They've been making teams really struggle there. You know, Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, they've all barely came out of Columbia Life with a win. So Ole Miss they should not let it be a trap game. I'll get it out there eventually, but I am going to take Ole Miss to get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ole Miss on the road as well. I think they'll show up and do enough on the road to get it done. All right, next game on Wednesday night is going to be Oklahoma at Missouri, 8 p.m. tip on SEC Network. I'm going to go with Missouri at home. I feel like if there's any team that won't be able to, you know, I think it could be a shootout though. Two of the best SEC 3-point shooters are at Oklahoma and Missouri, so I don't know if it's good iron. Or how you say his last name? but number two for Oklahoma, and then Caleb Grill, obviously. So could be a lot of threes made, but I'm going to go with Missouri at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Missouri at home too. It's just Dennis Gate, man. I keep saying coach of the year right now. So give me the Missouri to beat Oklahoma at home.
All right, in the final game of Wednesday night in the midweek is LSU at Arkansas at 8 p.m. What you got?
Take Arkansas. LSU was able to beat Arkansas at home at the PMAC. That was LSU's only win of the year was Arkansas, but I think it's a little different team. You know, it's kind of ironic that when Boogie Flynn goes out, you know, a lottery pick, that's when they start playing well. But I'm going to take Arkansas to get another win versus LSU.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the Hogs at home. I think they'll be having to bounce back from Saturday. Hopefully they will not be going into trying to get four straight.
You know, I said all that thing about wanting Alabama to be 1-2, to be 2, and Auburn being 1 when they play each other. But the hater in me truly does want Arkansas to win deep down. You know, like rational Wells is like, come on, 1-2. But the hater of me wants Alabama to go down so bad. And I know you're the same way. I know you're the exact same way when it comes to Auburn. You are just, you want Auburn to, like, you want it to look good for the metrics, but at the same time, you're like, you're just sitting there eating some popcorn, hoping to have a hate watch.
You know, this is like, man, we have an opportunity to see a once in a lifetime thing. And, you know, I'm hoping for it. So, but I think this week, both teams, at least both Auburn and Alabama, are going to have some, they're going to have some tests.
Mm-hmm. Can't be looking ahead. No way can you be looking ahead.
Yeah. In either game, Saturday or midweek. So, it's going to be a good week. I think the game that Saturday, Florida Auburn should be a good one, but I also wouldn't be shocked if Auburn just wipes the floor with them, especially regardless of Walter Clayton or not. And then the midweek, Auburn Vandy will be one that I'll be excited to watch, see what happens. Does Vanderbilt show up and be the Cinderella, or, you know, does Auburn show up and just be the number one team like they are? So it's going to be a fun week.
Yeah. You know, and as far as Auburn, Florida will get the headlines, but like an underrated game is Mississippi State and Georgia, because both of these teams really need the win really bad, especially Mississippi State. And, you know, they're just trying to get their tournament wins and all that kind of thing. And, you know, right now I think both of them are in, but if they don't win a few more games, they could get getting on that the bubble line. So I think that's this Mississippi State Georgia game is a huge game for both of them.
Yeah. Right now, based off of standings, how many do you think make it? I wouldn't say our power rankings because
I think 13.
Okay.
I think 12 or 13 right now.
Who's your three
that are
out?
My three that are out is going to be South Carolina, LSU, I mean, maybe Georgia right now, Georgia or Texas, and Oklahoma has not looked good, but they had a pretty good non-conference, you know, that went in the battle to Atlanta. So they have a lot of good non-con wins. So that's why. But I think I would say South Carolina, LSU, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma. That would be my bottom tier five with the last three getting in. With the last two getting in.
Yeah. Right now, Oklahoma has that win over Michigan, which looks really good for them. But I would probably say that LSU, South Carolina. Yeah. I would probably give the nod to Texas right now. But you know, I'm no Joe Lenardi, and he's the only person that knows ball. So,
and well, speaking of knowing ball, you know, we got a lot of the same picks. So if anybody out here is a betting man, go take the opposite of whatever we take outside of maybe South Carolina, Kentucky or something like that. But if any close games, it's like, you know, 50-50, you might as well just go ahead and take that opposite game.
Yeah, just don't bet. It's bad. So, well, I think that wraps up episode 7 of season 6 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.